分享如何带领家庭崇拜。
In the name of Jesus, we continue our lesson on the topic, how do we lead our family in worship?
前上我们吃饭之前我们已经谈到了三个阶段。
Before lunch, we've already discussed on three phases of our child's growth.
虽然这个阶段的孩子都还非常的小。
Although in these phases, the age of our child are still very young.
不过实际上我们已经能够和他们做一些崇拜的工作。
But in reality, we already were able to do works of worship with them.
并且也能够带给他们一些实质的成长。
At the same time, be able to bring to them real essence of growth.
所以我们夜早来开始对孩子的家庭崇拜。
So the earlier we begin with this worship with our children.
现在我们继续来看这个第四个阶段，四岁到五岁这样的一个阶段。
So now we look at the fourth stage, that is from 4 years to 5 years old.
在这个阶段，孩子的成熟理解力慢慢在增加。
And it's during this period that their ability to understand and express himself is improving.
也教懂得自我的控制。
At the same time, he also know how to control himself.
也比较愿意跟我们大人来合作。
He's also more willing to cooperate with us as adults.
注意力集中的时间也比较长。
And his attention span is also longer.
不过这个时候他们比较有充沛的一个精力。
But it's also during this time that they have a more adequate level of energy.
他们也需要很多的一个活动。
At the same time, they also need a lot of activities to keep them occupied.
所以在这个过程当中，我们可以来善加的来应用。
So we can use well this period to have effective use of their time.
所以这阶段的孩子也是比较有很大的信心。
It is also during this time that these children have a higher level of faith.
所以我们怎么教导他们，可能怎么相信。
So whatever method we use to teach them, they will believe us.
甚至他们也能够彼此的勉励。
And moreover, they will also be encouraging themselves.
所以这个时候我们要特别鼓励他们，他们也特别容易来亲近神。
And so we should specially encourage them at this time and to draw them closer to God.
他们这个阶段正在学习口语的表达。
And it's also during this time that they are learning to express themselves verbally.
所以这个阶段的孩子，他们会有一个欲望来常常喜欢讲话来表达出自己。
So it's, children of this age will have this wish or desire to orate or to speak out.
所以我们可以让他在整个家庭的崇拜当中扮演一个活泼的角色。
So we can allow them to have a more active role in our family worship.
像以前我在小孩子这个阶段的时候
，So just like the time when I have children,
我们就两个小孩，他们就轮流来带领这个家庭的崇拜。
So I have two children and I allow them to take turns to lead this family worship.
他们都喜欢站在，因为我们台湾像我自己的家庭我们就平常晚上都会有就会在一起泡茶。
So in Taiwan, it is a usual practice where at home we will have this tea, we will drink tea together.
那我的房间也比较大我在房间里面我们也放了一个小茶几，就是我们自己这样常常四个人坐在这边一起来分享来查经的地方。
So at the same time in my bedroom, I also have a tea set. This is when the four of us, including the two children, will sit around this tea set and start to drink tea together.
就请小孩子先站在床上当指挥。带领大家唱诗。
So we'll start by asking my child to stay on the bed and start to conduct the service or to lead us in service.
唱了几首诗歌之后简单勉励但是因为孩子很小我们比较没有用查经没有读经的方式我们就是简单的做一些勉励。
So it's more like to lead a hymn. So because they were still young at the age, we didn't use the Bible verses for encouragement, but we would teach them to give an encouragement after singing a hymn by expressing themselves.
然后一起祷告，祷告之后一起用喝茶吃点心。
And after that, we will pray together, and after that, we will have a fellowship together where we will drink tea and have some food.
有时候也并没有每天这样做哈，都是大概一个礼拜大概会有至少一次到两次这样的一个时间。
Although we do not do this every day, but we will do this at least once or twice in a week.
不过倒是每一天，大家都会聚在一起，大家喝茶这样吃点点心。
But every day we will at least gather together to drink some tea and also to have some food.
所以这个是我们在台湾比较有的，在我家庭里头比较有的一个习惯。
And this is a practice that we have or practice in my home.
那所以在这个过程之中，我们会发觉到这个小孩子他们有一个表演的一个欲望。
So we can see that children going through this this stage of life, they have this desire to perform.
所以我们可以利用他们这样的一个特点，让他们在崇拜当中啊来带领啊唱诗啊或是祷告。
So we can make use of this specialty of theirs to allow them to lead in hymnal singing and also to lead in prayer.
啊，在这边我也提到说，借由实际的理由跟摩尼的演出，来加深圣经故事的一个印象。
So he also mentioned mentioned that we can do play acting to give them a deeper impression of Bible stories.
啊，有时候我们在圣经里面我们会有一些故事。
So sometimes in the Bible there are certain stories.
其中可能会谈，可能某一些事情或是某一些物品。
So perhaps there were some incidences or some things.
啊，比如说你。当你去看到乌鸦的时候，你会跟他想到啊，这个乌鸦啊，衔着啊饼跟肉啊，给喂饱以利亚。
So sometimes when we come across the character of like the raven, we would talk about the story of the raven feeding Elijah with meat and bread.
啊，有时候啊看到人在啊这个钓鱼的一些用具，或是去看到人家啊这个在捕鱼哦，就可以跟他谈到啊主耶稣的门徒啊他们这种啊捕鱼的事情，主耶稣所行的神迹。
Yeah. Or rather, when we are in our daily life, we see or somebody who was fishing, we would remind them of stories of how Jesus and his disciples were fishing.
所以我们对这一段年龄的小孩子，我们可以用一些实际的东西跟他哦，这就是圣经上里面谈到的什么东西啊，这样。
So for children of this age, we can use real life examples to relate to stories in the Bible.
来加深他的圣经故事的印象。
To deepen their impression of the stories in the Bible.
在这个阶段里头，我们也要开始跟他们讨论人际关系的问题。
So it's also during this stage that we will start to discuss with them about interpersonal, or rather the relationship between people, issues regarding relationship between people.
啊，并且能够培养他们一种他人意识啊，这样子一个这种的意识啊，他人意识。
Yeah. And also to create in our child the awareness of people around us.
啊，比如说，如果他的朋友病了啊。教孩子要来怎么样子来关怀他们。
For example, if their friends are sick, we teach them how to show concern to their friends.
也怎么样教孩子来跟别人来分享他的玩具或是他的一些东西。
And also to teach them how to share their toys with their friends and other things of their own as well.
有时候他跟同年龄人在一起的时候，他们会有一些为了争一些东西会有一些摩擦。
So sometimes because they play with the friends of their same age, sometimes they would inevitably be fighting over things.
啊，我们都应当在他们日常生活当中所遇到的问题当中，我们其实用圣经上的一些教导来提供给他们一些解答。
So as they face with this kind of incidences in life, we should always use teachings in the Bible to try to teach them the correct teachings.
啊，在这个时候的孩子们，他们已经慢慢能够懂得要遵守规矩。
Because children in this stage will start to understand and know how to obey the law.
所以我们也要借着一些玩游戏来定一些规则。
So we can make use of some games to stipulate some regulations or rules for them to obey.
啊，并且在这个阶段里头，也开始来教导他们有关于圣经里头对我们每一个基督徒所有的一个规则。
So we can also use this stage to teach them about the laws and the precepts of the Bible, to teach them how to obey these teachings.
因为他们在这阶段里面学习的重心就是在想在要找到掌管世界的一些规律。
Because during this time, the child's learning will be focused on the law of nature around them.
啊，我们也要告诉这些孩子神的规律背后的一些理由。
So we should also teach them about the laws of God, the reasons behind the laws of God.
啊，这个时候我们这样的教导他们，他们是可以接受的。
So if we were to teach them this way at this age, they will be able to accept.
对于圣经的一个教导。
So when it comes to the teachings in the Bible,
我们也可以经常的来重复同样的一个内容。
We can keep repeating the same content.
但是我们可以用不同的观点来讲解。
But we can talk about all this content from different angles.
啊，让孩子对圣经的故事比较有多面化的一个认识。
So that the child is able to recognize the teachings in the Bible from different facets or different angles.
啊，比如说耶拿的故事。
For example, the story of Jonah.
我们可以从耶拿的角度来去教导他。
We can teach them from the angle of Jonah.
耶拿为什么会有这样子的一种举动？为什么会去逃避神？
To explain to them why Jonah has done certain things, why did Jonah escape from God?
那我们也可以从神的角度来看。
Then we can also teach them from the angle of God.
为什么神一定要耶拿到他所不喜欢的地方去做了这一件事情？
Why is it that God want Jonah to do certain things that Jonah is not happy with?
甚至我们也可以从水手的一个观点来看。
We can also speak from the third party's point of view.
哦，所以这你这样子，哎，就可以把用多个角度来讲这个耶拿的一个故事。
So from here we can see that we can talk about the same story from different angles.
哦，所以从最开始我们很直接的、很单纯的、很讲简单的故事，不必特别谈到什么样子的一种细节。
So in the beginning, we can start talking about the story on a very simplistic and overview, give them an overview without discussing into the details of the story.
到两三岁的时候，我们可以强调每个故事啊不同的部分啊，比如说这次谈到这个教训，另外明天谈到另外那一个教训。
So when they grow older, maybe say to 2 to 3 years old, then we can start talking about the teachings of the story itself. Perhaps one day we talk about this story, and another day we speak about another teaching of the same story.
一直到第四岁、五岁这个阶段，用不同的角度来探讨。
Oh, and then from when they reach 4 to 5 years old, now we go the next level to discuss with them about the different angles that we can learn from these stories.
这样我们的孩子他们就会慢慢的来熟悉这个故事。
So from here, the children will slowly begin to understand and be very familiar with the stories.
最重要的都是要让他们从这个故事当中去学习到生活的应用。
What is most important is that they are able to learn life applications from these stories.
这个阶段的孩子记忆力很强。
So children of this age have a very strong power for memory.
所以我们可以定定一些背诵的目标。
So we can set goals for him in memorizing the scriptures.
也用一些奖品来做一些鼓励。
At the same time, we can use rewards or gifts as a way of encouraging them.
不过这个奖品我们可以多加一些神秘的色彩，来增加一些趣味。
But for these rewards, we can add elements of mystery to increase their interest.
另外在这地方我们也要跟孩子来玩一些安静的游戏。
At the same time, we ought to also play more quiet games with them.
能够常常跟孩子这样子安静下来大家都不讲话，或是说安静下来，大家各看个人自己的书。
We can have activities where it's a more quiet nature. For example, we'll just stay quiet among ourselves, or we could be quiet to read our own respective books.
来培养他们这种安静的心。
To build upon them this heart of quietness and peace.
这是四岁到五岁这样的小孩子。
And this is for children of the stage from 4 years to 5 years old.
六岁到九岁。
When it comes to 6 to 9 years old.
这一段是小孩子开始进入学校，开始面对更同年龄的孩子的压力的一个时期。
So this is the period when the child will start to go to school. At the same time, they will also face many more pressures around them.
在这个时期，小孩子有许多的特殊才能也开始在显现。
And this is also the time when a lot of speciality of theirs or gifts of theirs will start to manifest.
所以在这个因为跟朋友接触的过程当中，他们会发现更多的问题。
And because they are now interacting with many more children around them, they will start to realize more and more problems.
不过这段时间也更需要我们父母来做一些教导跟提醒。
And because of that, all the more we as parents ought to be more focused into teaching them and guiding them.
大概从六岁到九岁之后这样子的一个年龄的话，以后这个聚会大概就可以定型了。
And after when they reach this stage, we can start to fix the worship with them.
可以用比较固定的时间。
We can use a fixed time.
或是说比较固定的模式。
Or perhaps to use a fixed method or procedures in our worship.
不像前面的，可能是比较个人化的。
Perhaps we will even have a more individualistic kind of worship.
所谓的个人化，也许说不一定是全家人在一起的聚会方式。
And individualistic service meaning, it doesn't have to involve everybody in the family.
可以说妈妈白天我都在家里，我就跟孩子做这样子的一种互动。
Perhaps because the mother is at home in the morning, the mother can start to have worship with the children.
或是说某些特殊的时间，就是不一定是要整体性的。
Or perhaps we use a special time of the day. In other words, we don't have to involve everybody in the family.
可以是一对一这样个别的。
Or it could be individual service between or one-to-one kind of service.
比较大的孩子，我们就可以开始大家是用一种比较团体性的，全家一起来做这样的一个敬拜。
So we can also have a more complete or more complete kind of worship with our children as they grow older.
这种形式仍然是祷告、讲解圣经课程以及唱诗歌。
So we can have, we can sing new songs. We can also have prayer and studying the, teaching the words of God.
不过尽量要加上一些变化和一些创意。
But what's important is that we must have variety in our worship, at the same time also to have a sense of creativity in our worship.
在这个时候呢, 我们鼓励孩子为生活中的每一个细节来祷告。
So at this stage, we also teach them how to pray for every single stage of, or rather every single matter in their life.
尤其是他们自己所遭遇到的问题, 或是跟, 朋友当中, 所, 所分享的一些喜乐。
Especially to share about the problems that they face in their life, or the problems they have faced with their friends.
都鼓励他们带到神的面前来。
To teach them how to bring these problems before God.
并且开始教导他们来背诵主导文。
At the same time, also to teach them how to memorize the Lord's Prayer.
也开始教导他们圣灵的祷告。
And also to teach them about praying in tongues.
并鼓励他们来追求圣灵。
And also to encourage them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
像我的两个小孩。
So just like my two child,
一个是在幼稚园, 大概6岁的时候,
one of them is in kindergarten, about 6 years
一个是在二年级,
old.
八岁的时候,
and for the other child, during the time when she was 8 years old in primary two,
他们都得到圣灵。
They have received the Holy Spirit then.
所以, 很小的小朋友, 他们其实也能够有一个很单纯的心来祈求。
So although they are very young, but they have a very simple faith to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这个阶段里头, 我们可以再带领他们来祷告。
So in this period of their life, we can lead them into prayer.
当然我说祷告, 我们做父母的, 一定要来跟他们一起, 并且带头。
Of course, when we talk about prayer, we as parents must first of all lead in this prayer.
所以甚至有时候我们可以在家庭里面举行祷告会。
So sometimes we can even organize prayer sessions at home.
来祈求圣灵。
To pray for the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们可以这样子来教导。
So this is the kind of teaching that we can do at home.
然后小孩子其实应该在这个阶段都会在教会里头学习到一些儿童的诗歌。
So it's also during this time that they ought to have learned children's songs in church.
有时候反而我们父母亲, 没有人教反而不会唱。
So sometimes because our parents do not know how to teach, they do not know how to sing children's songs.
所以在这一段阶段的孩子，我们让孩子在家庭里中教导我们在他们教会中所学的诗歌。
Oh, and because we may not be familiar with children's song, we now allow these children to teach us the children's song at home.
在台湾我们在这个年龄层也很多的小孩子就开始接受到一些音乐方面的训练。
So many children in Taiwan at this age, they have already developed, or rather have been trained in musical, trained in music.
如果一般家庭经济还可以的话, 都会让他们来学习钢琴。
And for those families who are financially able, they would be also learning the piano.
并且让他们能够发展他们这方面的一个才能。
And also to allow them to develop their musical ability.
那我常常跟小孩子, 也另外就做的就是一种, 玩一种圣经抢答的这种游戏。
So another game I play with my children is in Bible quiz, in Bible quizzes.
我常常是应用到每次, 如果要开车, 尤其是要开车回台中这一段, 在车上这一段时间。
I use especially the time when I drive back to Taichung, to use the journey to do this.
跟我太太坐前面, 然后我们都开始出问题, 后面两个小朋友就开始在抢答。
So me and my wife, we sit in front, and the two children sit at the back, and the children at the back will be fighting to answer the questions.
蛮有意思。
So indeed, this is very meaningful.
另外，有时候我就觉得我们父母亲也必须在这个阶段里头去了解到孩子他们在宗教教育里面所学的是什么东西。
So it's also during this time that we as parents ought to try to understand what our children are learning in the religious education classes.
他们所学习到的是什么样的故事, 写什么诗歌。
What kind of stories they have learned, what kind of hymns they have learned.
然后我们去了解之后, 用那样的一个进度, 跟他们, 来聚会, 或是来, 问他们。
And after learning, after knowing what they have learned, we will use this knowledge to lead them in our worship, at the same time to also ask them follow-up questions.
或是要求他们背出圣经。
Or to request them to recite memory verses.
因为我们在台湾大概都有做那种联络簿。
Because in Taiwan, we very often have this communication department.
这个跟一些学校一样, 每一次上完课之后呢, 带到家里一定要, 这边拿一些生计, 父母亲都可以从联络部看到, 然后去签名。
Oh, it's like a record book. So just like in schools, the children will bring back record books to that will say what the child has learned and what kind of homework the child must do.
所以也知道小孩子在这个过程当中哦，他们哦教了哪些东西，学了哪些东西。
So from this, parents, we as parents would know what this child has been taught and what they have learned.
另外，在这一段期间，我们也可以哈。来订定一些家庭的背诵的圣经计划。
So in this time, we can also draw up a plan for family members or for the family to memorize Bible verses together.
可以全家一起来比赛。
And we can even have a competition within the whole family.
不过这个不一定我们大人会赢
了。So it doesn't mean that necessarily that adults will definitely win.
所以我们就选一些比较短的这个诗篇或者是一般比较常用、比较喜欢的、比较有这个勉励性的这种经文。
So to do this, we can select a short psalm or a favorite or a basically a favorite passage of our own.
大家一起来背诵来比赛。
And then we can all memorize together and to have a competition together.
那在这个时候的鼓励的一个方式也从外在的奖赏要渐渐改变为内在的奖赏。
So the incentives or the reward that we give should gradually shift from an external form to an internal reward.
当然并不是说外在的奖赏完全不好。
So this does not mean that external rewards are not good.
不要，但是不是只是单纯的外在的奖赏，应该鼓励他，真的是从在做这样的一个好的一个表现之后，得到从这样的一个过程得到一个满足感。
But rather, what we want to do is to build into them to realize this internal reward, which means to build the sense of satisfaction of being able to achieve the goals.
或是一种学习的喜悦。
Or to teach them about the joys in learning.
如果我们要送他一些外在的奖赏的话
，If we want to give them gifts or external rewards，
我们也尽量让这个奖赏能够进一步的发挥它属灵的成长的价值。
We ought to use these external rewards to help them grow further in the value of their growth。
不是单单去外面吃一餐饭。
So it shouldn't be in the form of just going out for a meal.
那可能是送一些这个他这个属灵的这个读物让他以后还可以看的时候又得到进一步的成长。
But rather to give them a spiritually oriented gift where they can be reminded every time they look at this gift.
或是让他参与某一种什么样子的一种活动。
Or perhaps to let them take part in some activity.
让他去之后也能够得到一些学习。
So that when they attend this activity, they are able to learn from the activities as well.
这个是我们从背圣经方面我们可以努力的。
So this is an area that we can pursue after in terms of memorizing Bible verse.
从这个时候起，我们也可以鼓励孩子为主做见证。
So from this time, we can also encourage our child to witness for the Lord.
让他们整个把让自己感受到的恩典。
So to be able to through the grace that they have experienced,
能够敢讲出来
，to be able to have the courage to witness this grace,
并且使他们有机会跟别人来接触，鼓励他们探望病中的朋友
，and also encourage them to interact with more people, and also to visit friends who are sick.
或许邀请让他们来邀请他们的同学到教会的宗教教育。
Or to encourage them to invite their friends to attend the RE classes in church.
所以像在这个时候我的女儿她因为学校就在教会的旁边。
And for my daughter, because her school is just next to the church.
那他们很多同学也都住在附近。
And she has many classmates who are living nearby.
所以我的太太她平常是在教会上班。
So my wife attends or rather works in church.
所以我的女儿常常就会下课的时候甚至就邀请她的孩子到教会里面来活动甚至来做功课。
So after school, my daughter will invite her friends to church to do their homework or to have activities together in church.
安息日下午儿童聚会的时候也都会特别邀请他们来参加。
So during Sabbath service in the afternoon, she will specially invite her friends to also attend the RE classes.
这都是我们要从小鼓励孩子能够做这方面的一个福音的带领。
And this is a kind of guidance that we ought to give to our children in terms of leading her friends to the gospel.
要他们能够勇于来表达他们自己的信仰。
To encourage them to know how to witness their faith.
在这个阶段里头
So during this stage in life,
孩子们也开始发展一种良心的道德。
These children will also learn how to learn their sense of conscience.
他们会由本身来产生一些原则跟价值观念。
They will also build upon themselves a sense of values and principles.
他们也不会不再完全依赖外来的控制比如说父母。
They will not they will no longer rely solely on external factors, for example, parents dictating their values.
他们也开始会有一些主见。
And they will also have start to have opinions of their own.
包括他们的衣着啊，打扮啊。
Including their dressing, their makeup.
甚至他们会有一些自己的意见。
Or perhaps they would even express their own opinions.
这样的到十岁的这种过程，更是这样。
And this is all the more true for children going to the age of 10 to 12.
所以慢慢在这个过程当中，有时候你会发觉到有一些的冲突就开始要产生。
So gradually through this phase, we can see more and more conflicts that will start to arise.
所以接下来我来谈十岁到十二岁这一段。
So now we'll discuss on the stage from 10 years to 12 years old.
因为这一段是我刚刚经历我孩子的阶段，所以比较清楚一点。
And because I'm now going through this stage in life with my children, I will be able to relate to it more.
这个阶段，孩子可能已经接受了我们的信仰。
So perhaps during this time, our children will already have been involved as into part of our faith.
我们的价值观念跟生活的方式。
The values of our life, our lifestyle.
但对个性的发展，的观念以及他们生活的原则，他们可能渐渐的会跟我们起冲突。
But in their personality development or principles of daily living may start to have clashes with our own.
在这一段里头，这段时间里头，他们已经开始注意到他们的外表。
Because it's during this time that they start to be more conscious of their appearance.
所以最近我有时候看我女儿奇怪，她这为什么这边有一个头发都特别这样子竖一个这样在这边，不知道是学哪一个明星的，我不晓得。
So I start to realize that my daughter will start to leave a strand of hair right in front of her face. I do not know whether she's following some celebrity.
而且最近过年前后的时候，为了要去烫头发，跟我太太这样坚持了好长的一段时间。
And especially during the Chinese New Year period, she was arguing with my wife for basically requesting to have her hair permed.
不是要烫，就是有一个心啊，我不晓得。结果让她去烫了，结果她还烫了之后她不满意，她想还她烫第二次。
So after that, we gave in to her to allow her to perm her hair. But after perming the hair, she was still not happy, and she wanted to perm her hair again for the second time.
然后这个衣着就是喜欢穿那种。滑什么叫滑裤啊？就是亮亮的，那个看起来就很大的，奇怪，很裤子就很大那样子。
And in terms of dressing her pants, she wanted to wear those shiny and glittery kind of pants.
我看都很不习惯，我说怎么老是在穿这样子，而且都黑色的。
And I find this very discomforting because of the shininess of the pants. Moreover, it is always black in color.
所以常常我是在回到家休假的时候，早上睡觉是被他们这种为了衣着这样吵架吵醒。
And every time when I go home during my break, I would often be awoken early in the morning because of their quarrelling with the mother on the dressing of my daughter.
所以这个阶段的小孩子他已经受到外在环境很多的一个影响。
So therefore, in this age, the child has already received great influences from society.
尤其是同伴对他们的影响力。
Especially influences from their peers.
所以有一阵子，哇，奇怪，怎么零用钱都去买那些明星的那个相片
？So at one time, I was curious why my daughter start to buy postcards or cards with photographs of celebrities.
不过倒是都是买固定一个人的，就是一个女生的。
But when they buy, they only buy a particular celebrity.
所以在他们这个时候开始有一些英雄的崇拜，或是一种歌星这样的一个崇拜。
So it's during such a time where they start to have start to hero worship or start to idolize.
后来我发觉是因为他们同学当中大概都是在谈这个问题，所以他好像就是也是受到同学这样的影响。
So it's during this time that I realized that all her friends are always talking about the same subject, and perhaps she was influenced by her friends.
他们只有在他们同辈当中才能够具体表现出那种他们所认为的公平跟公正的原则。
And it's also true only through her peers that they have this sense of wanting to express fairness and equality.
他们越有自己的一种主见。
And they will insist and start to have a sense of their own principles and values.
所以这个时候，我想我们有时候我们就开始要去慢慢，这个孩子已经步入青春期的一个阶段。
So,
进入。
Oh, yeah. So it's during this time that they start, during this age that they will start to enter into this stage of life.
所以这个时间，你父母就要帮助孩子用更多的时间去思想。
So therefore, parents should help the child to think more, to rather dwell more into their way of thinking.
并且 这时父母也要使孩子能够学习，真的是能够从内心来遵守一些规律跟一些道德的指标。
Also, to also enable the child to teach them how to abide by the laws and moral standards within their heart.
这个时候开始，孩子已经从媒体或是从他们的同学当中，从很多的环境里头，去接触到了很多社会负面的一方面。
And because during this age, the child will have come across or rather be exposed to the mass media and to all the different influences in the world.
所以我们在跟他们在分享圣经的时候，可以比较集中在相关的主题上面。
And therefore, when we study the Bible together with them, we can focus onto more relevant issues in everyday life with them.
这时候像一些不良药物、性的问题、服饰装扮，我们都可以来探讨。
For example, in the issues of drug taking, sex, outward adornment, we can discuss all these topics with them.
用圣经真理的原则给孩子一个真正有效的引导跟带领。
And to guide them using biblical principles.
在这个阶段里头崇拜的话，可以以孩子的需要作为问题的核心。
So during our worship sessions, we can focus on the needs of the child.
我们可以让孩子提出他们所要讨论的问题。
We can allow the child to raise problems or issues for discussion.
或是当我们看到孩子有什么样的方面的问题的时候，我们特别去从圣经找到一个相关的内容来做一个分享。
Or perhaps after noticing or realizing our child is facing a certain problem, we can use a Bible verse relevant to this problem to give them a guidance.
并且所问的问题能够适合孩子在社会上以及他情绪上成熟的程度。
And to raise questions or teachings that are suitable for the child's social and emotional maturity.
让孩子养成透过所遭遇到的问题来思考的习惯。
To help the child cultivate the habit of pondering about all that happens in their life.
所以在这个阶段，对孩子的一个教导。
So this is a teaching for children of this age group.
我们已经开始要有更多的努力。
So we must persevere even harder during this stage.
不过，虽然我刚才所提到，孩子他可能有一些受到外在环境的一种影响跟取向。
So just now I mentioned that there are influences that the child faces during this age.
不过，我们也可以有适当的一种容忍。
But we can also have a suitable kind of tolerance.
但是在这个时候，我觉得我们还是要比较有强这种明确的一种规律，让孩子来遵循。
But still, we must have a very clear, very clear points of view or values that we will impose on them, will impart on them.
结果呢，发现他们很多的那种兴趣都是一个短时间就过去了。
Because we realize that all these interests they have are usually very temporarily.
在这个时间里头，小孩子他可能已经慢慢有许多的恩赐会产生。
And it's also during this time that we will start to see the child starting to manifest certain areas of talents that they may have.
比如说我现在这个12岁的小孩。
For example,
13岁，现在是13岁，之前在12岁的时候。
So especially for my child, during the time when she was 12 years old, she's 13 years old now.
她实际上真的有很多的恩赐。
Indeed, she is very gifted.
她作文写得非常的好。
Her composition is done very well.
参加作文比赛都得第一名。
So she will come out first when she participates in any composition competition.
还会写小说。
She also know how to write a short novel.
很喜欢看书。
She likes to read.
所以我们就将她的文章把它上网。
So we will take her articles and put them on the internet.
让教会其他的弟兄姐妹也能够读到她的文章。
So that the other children in church can also read her articles.
这也是 对他在恩赐上给他一个鼓励。
So this is also a form of encouragement to her in her talent.
另外再来讲13岁到19岁。
So next we talk about children from the age of 13 to 19.
13岁到19岁的这个小孩。
So for children who are 13 to 19 years old.
这个是一个青春时期的孩子。
So this is a time of puberty.
在这个时期的孩子，从一个儿童进入到一个成年这样的一个阶段。
So this is the period where they move from childhood into adulthood.
它有很多最主要的一个关键的因素都在这边，都在这个时期里头。
So a lot of problems or issues about points of view and principles usually surface during this age.
尤其他对信仰价值的一个判断。
Especially during in terms of the values of faith.
或是他整个学业啊、成绩啊、方面的一个发展。
Or a growth in the area of their success in education.
啊，或是他在教会里面跟人之间互动的关系怎么样？
Or their interpersonal relationship with people in church.
因为这个时期的孩子性冲动跟攻击性都大大的增加。
Because the child's sexual impulse and violent tendencies are increased greatly during this age.
那他们对异性开始都有一个强烈的一种啊吸引力。
And they will also start to have a strong, rather attraction towards sexual matters.
啊，这个时候也是信仰内在化的一个最重要的时刻。
And this is also a very important time for the internalizing of his faith.
所以在这个时候，我刚才我们在上一节这跟孩子的沟通啊这一部分里面，我们也谈到这一段的孩子，我们要特别去了解他们。
So just like what we have discussed earlier, during this age, especially, we must all the more strive to try to understand them.
要考虑他们的感觉，他们的想法。
To consider their feelings, their ways of thinking.
并且要试着用他们所能够接受的方式去表达。
And to use methods that is acceptable to them to allow them to express themselves.
在这个过程，如果说我们只是一味的用这种圣经对他施以外在的控制。
But if we are to use external means to control them with Bible verses,
这有时候会适得其反，反而造成他的反感。
So very often this will have a side effect of causing their repulsion or rather their rejection.
也许这个时候他勉强的顺着我们父母的意思来聚会。
Perhaps they may force themselves to follow our wishes to come for services.
但是实际上对他们信仰的真正的值得提升并不一定有帮助。
But this will not encourage them in their faith.
但是也并不是因为这样子我们就任他们。不来聚会。
But this does not mean that because of this, we do not encourage them to come to church.
而是我们一定要用一个比较正面鼓励的一个方式。
But rather, it means that we ought to use a more appropriate method to achieve this.
让他自己来操练自己的信心。
To allow them to exercise their own faith.
来操练一些属灵原则的信仰。
To exercise their spiritual principles.
来操练他对基督的爱。
To exercise their love for Christ.
啊，借着这样子的一种力量，让他能够自我控制。
And through this kind of forces to allow them to learn how to have self-control.
那到底我们要用什么样的方式才能够真正的让他们有这方面的一个正面的影响？
But what kind of method do we have in order to, or that we can use in order to have this positive kind of influence and control, influence on them?
因为这个时候的小孩子，他们的已经思想都已经蛮有他们自我的一个思想力。
Because children of this time will already have a very strong sense of their own rights and wrongs.
所以他们喜欢借由讨论。
So they like to use discussion,
尤其是一些容易起争论的一些问题
especially on very controversial issues.
借着这些问题，我们可以来也借着这样的问题的讨论来培养孩子的内在的价值观念。
But we can make use of this kind of discussion and controversial issues to cultivate correct values in them.
这个同侪群体的一个影响力，在这个青春期也刚好达到一个最高峰。
And it is also
最影响力。
Yeah. And it's also during this time that there will be the level of influence on them is also at the higher stage.
在这个时候，讨论也使孩子跟他的同辈当中产生一个比较密切的联系。
So by having discussions, we can create a greater sense of fellowship or closeness.
并且为了要在同伴当中得到被接纳，他们会促使他们去学会一些社交的规则跟习惯。
In order to be accepted by their peers, they will also start to learn the norms of social interaction.
也借着这样子一个观念的一种表达。
And it's also through this to have a way of expressing their opinions.
孩子可以以一种社会或是教会所能够接受的方式来疏解他性冲动或是攻击性。
They will, and this kind of discussions will also help them to dissipate their sexual energies and violent impulses.
所以我记得我们前初级班或是中级班的时候。
I remember during the junior youth or the intermediate youth period.
我们的共习时间里头，我们就会有比较多这样子的课程。
So we will have more of this kind of lessons of having discussions during the classes.
我记得在高中，尤其在中学生、高中生的时候
，especially during the time of high school or rather of secondary school.
那时候是我开始比较真正的去有自我的一种追求的一个阶段。
It is that time where I will have a greater sense of pursuit for based on my own thoughts.
我记得在我们中级班里头就分成很多的小组。
I remember that during during the intermediate youth class, we have a lot of this kind of activities.
我就被分成是我们那一组的小组长。
And I was allocated as the team leader of the sub team.
时常由我们这个小组所扮演的一些工作。
So we were allocated certain work.
另外聚会的当中有很多我们这种共同性的是一种创作或是一种讨论。
So during the team discussions, we will have activities together to express, or rather to have team activities together.
所以常常就是这一组的弟兄姐妹，大家一起来共同的承担某一个工作，然后去策划某一些事情。
And so all the team members will be able to work together at the same time to build something together.
所以借着这样子来表达自我。
And through this method, we are all able to express ourselves.
也跟同辈的同龄之间有很多的这种互动讨论。
At the same time, there'll be a lot of interaction and a lot of discussions between all the team members.
并且在这个过程当中，也实际的来参与到教会的一些圣工。
And also through these kind of activities, we are able to actively participate in work in church.
所以在这个过程当中，慢慢的学习到自我的肯定。
So therefore, through these kind of activities, we come in, or rather, we are able to establish, or rather, come to a self-realization of our values.
所以在这个时期里头，很多可以我们年轻人喜欢谈的问题。
So during this kind of discussion, we can discuss about topics that we as youth are interested in.
尤其是三岁到十九岁，包括了初中、高中，甚至到大学第一年、第二年。
And because of the age of 13 to 19 years old, it will encompass secondary school students or JC students or even first year university students.
我觉得这一段的对我的影响是最大。
I feel that this period of this age is one that was most influential on me.
尤其以前我们这样常常这样青年聚完会之后
，especially after the youth service.
因为张恩泽长老他家就在附近，他有几个孩子都跟我一样，差不多同年龄的。
And because during the time in there was this elder Chang and his children was also living in the same neighborhood.
我们常常这样子安息日，有时候晚上我就在他家里彻夜的讨论喝茶讨论教会的事工。
And so after the Sabbath service, we will often go to this elder's house, and we will drink tea together to have discussions and to have activities together.
那时我们都有很理想化的一些观念。
And during that time, we have a lot of ideals in our mind.
这是我们年轻人倾向理性主义的一个特征。
And this is a specialty of the character of youth during the age.
所以常常我们这种讨论到教会的事工的一个事情，讨论的非常的激烈。
So sometimes we have very engrossed discussions about matters of serving God or matters in the church.
我觉得那一段的影响对我一生的影响很大。
I feel that during that period was most have the greatest impact or influence in my life.
所以过去我在我的侍奉的领域里头，我常常都会有一些很新奇的应该说很特别稀奇的一些见解。
So I find that it's, especially during that time, there were many surprising and yet very special feelings or experiences during that period.
对很多的圣工都有一个很特别的敏感度。
And to have a great sensitiveness towards divine work.
就是因为那时候常常在脑力激荡，在刺激，在思想，在讨论。
Because my mind was always working, and there are always impacts or shocks in my way of thought.
不过我是觉得最重要是从那个过阶段里头。来发泄了自己的一些情绪或是一些冲动，然后借着这样同侪之间彼此这样子的一个帮助，然后得到一种肯定。
But it was during this time where I was able to express my points of view and we were able to discuss together. And because of this, I was able to come to a realization of the correct values and to determine my ways of thinking.
所以对我后来这样子整个在一直在侍奉的领域里头是很有大的影响。
And because of this, this has a great impact in my attitude towards serving God.
我看到我们当时那一群在讨论的人。
And when I look at the groups of people who were in this discussion during that time,
其实信仰到现在都维持得非常的好。
We can see that all these people in the team are able to preserve their faith very well.
张长老的大儿子现在也在神学院。
And this elder Chang's son is in the theological seminary.
二儿子跟他的媳妇他们目前都在大学里面教书。
And the second son and also his wife are also teaching in the theological seminary.
每年暑假就配合欧陆的圣工到这个非洲里面去工作。
and they are often they often participate in the work in the church work in Europe and also sometimes even into Africa.
陈德胜也是我们当时其中比较年纪小的一个。
And Chen德胜 one of the children were also one of the youngest member in the team.
所以很多人都从这个过程当中去得到一些造就。
So many people were able to receive edification during those discussions.
所以我一直觉得我们为我们青少年跟我们青年是不是有一个安排一个非常好的成长的一个环境。
So I often wonder whether our juniors or youth have a very conducive environment for them to have discussion and for them to grow in their faith.
让他们真正的能够发展他们在这个阶段里面的一个特性。
To allow them to be able to truly grow in their special ways.
那在我们的家庭里头，我们做父母的，我们也可以这样做。
And for us as parents at home, we can also do the same thing.
让他们真的能够经验到公开跟坦诚讨论的一种筹报。
To be able to allow our child to experience the gains of an open and frank discussion.
我们也可以在我们家庭的崇拜里头跟我们的孩子坦诚的来谈一些问题。
We can also allow as parents at home to have a very frank and open discussions with them.
甚至谈到有一些性的问题。
Or even to discuss about areas of sex,
堕胎的问题
or issues of abortion,
很多社会败坏的问题
or to discuss about the decadence of society.
在这个过程当中，也让你的孩子拥有表达自己的意见跟权利
and also to allow our child to express their own opinions or values.
甚至也让他们拥有不同意父母看法的一个独立性
Perhaps even to allow them to at times disagree with us as parents.
在这个过程当中，虽然也许我们也知道他们的观点不是很成熟、很正确
So perhaps at this time we may realize that some of their values and their thoughts are not very mature, neither are they correct.
但是我们也愿意去接纳，并且慢慢的来做一个引导。
But we must be able to acknowledge and to accept, or rather to acknowledge these thoughts and to guide them gradually.
另外，在这一段的年龄
，Another thing about children in this age group,
我觉得我们也可以有一些实际的鼓励的一种做法。
We can have a very positive way of encouraging them.
在我所看到的这个文章里头。
So from these notes that I see,
他也提出了几个建议。
It mentions a few so-called suggestions.
第一个是一网打尽政策策略。
The first one is the method of
网络的，就用网络来造就他们。
Is to use the internet. To use the internet to encourage them.
因为这个小孩子很擅长、很习惯使用这些网络的东西。
Because the children are very familiar or use the internet regularly.
但是实际上很可能很多都并不一定真正对他们有益。
But not all these things they come across in the internet are beneficial to them.
浪费在很多时间跟人家在聊天。
And perhaps they waste a lot of time chatting with people on the internet.
这个是比较这个有时候甚至还是会有危险性的。
And indeed, some of these activities are to the stage of even becoming dangerous.
所以，如果我们的孩子是在网络交友的话，那么我们就要谨慎。
And especially if our children are making friends over the internet, we must all the more be vigilant.
这边最主要，我们是可以善用孩子能够有上网这样子一种能力。
So,
上网的能力。他们有这种能力，可以会玩电脑，会。
Yeah, children of this age, yeah, they have the ability, or rather, they have the they know how to go to the internet and use the internet.
那现在呢，在这个网络里头，其实我们也可以很容易找到很多基督教的一种灵修的材料。
So in reality, we can find a lot of good Christian materials on the internet as well.
所以可以这个作者他有建议说哈，可以请他们来帮助收集一些家庭圣经的一种教材。
So the author in the book actually can suggest to us that we can even use them to draw resources, Christian resources from the internet.
让他们找出资料，然后做一个适当的一个安排大家来讨论，来分享。
So that they can get all this information, Christian resources to bring them up for discussions.
另外呢，他这个作者也有建议。
So next, the author also recommended.
对于这种青少年这一段时间灵性的一个造就上面。
So for children, in order to have an effect on their faith,
鼓励我们做父母的创造一个开明的这个家庭会议的时间
，to tell us as parents to have a time for discussions in our homes.
每个月举行一次
，perhaps you can do this once a month.
一起大家来共同的来探讨这个 有我们自己家庭的一些规定。
To have a time where we can come together as a family to discuss on family regulations and have a discussion on this.
或是说我们崇拜聚会的一些内容。
Perhaps to even discuss on the content of our worship.
包括安排什么样的人来主领啊，来安排什么样的工作。
Or to make discussions or arrangements on who should lead services and who should do certain type of work.
或是一起策划我们未来的休闲的活动。
Or to plan the activities or our leisure activities in the future.
在这个过程，让孩子有一个充分表达他们意见的这样的一个机会。
So through this kind of methods, we can give our children the opportunity to express themselves.
这都是让孩子有一个表达自我的一个空间。
And this is to create the space for our children to express themselves.
另外，我觉得最重要就是刚才我说的，在这个阶段里面，让孩子有许教会的活动。可以来参加。
So what's most important, like I mentioned earlier, is to create, or rather to have, to encourage our children to participate in church activities.
使他们保持这种对信仰的热心。
To maintain this zeal of serving God in them.
并且借由这样子来参与一些教会的服事。
And through participating in services, or rather in contributing the services to church.
让他们感觉到受肯定以及重视。
To allow them to have a sense of belonging and also to have a sense of acceptance and value in the work they do.
所以在台湾大概初中生开始会领诗。
So for youth in the Taiwanese churches from the time when they are in secondary school, they will already be asked to lead hymnals.
高中生的时候开始训练翻译。
And in higher secondary school, they will start to participate in the work of interpretation.
现在我所属的教会。大专生开始训练讲道。
And in the church that I pastor, the university students will start to learn how to speak sermons.
让他们感觉到他们也可以得到肯定，而且能够从这个当中来受到栽培。
To allow them to feel that they are valued in church and also to cultivate and motivate them in this area of service.
这个时期孩子他们也开始会有点怀疑跟反抗的那个这个时期。
But during this time, during this age group will also have a sense of rebellion and a sense of doubt.
尤其对我们自己的信仰。
Especially when it comes to our own faith.
我过去记得过去每次学生灵恩会的时候，都是这种抓着谢顺道长老，就是拼命的问一大堆问题。
I remember that during the Students Theological Seminary, I would have a lot of questions that I would grab hold of Elder Xie and then start to ask him all sorts of questions.
所以在这个时期也是我们真的来引导他来认识圣经之中的教义。以及我们教会历史的一个重要的关键时期。
So therefore, this is also a very important time for us to teach them and research with them into the doctrines of our church. At the same time, to teach them about the history of our church.
所以这一段青十三岁到十九岁这一段的年龄。
So therefore, in this age of 13 to 19,
我们在家庭当中可以就是一般我们用一般的家庭的聚会。
We can make use of the usual family worship with them.
就特定的主题。或是说没有特定主题，我们就按照精简这样子来分享。
If we do not have a specific theme, then we can start speaking on certain Bible verses.
但是从精简的每一章的分享，特别去着重在青年人他们的需要的问题上面。
But as we study these Bible verses or passages, we ought to emphasize on things that are relevant to teenagers.
这个我相信对青年人会有一个很正面的一个影响。
So I believe that this will have a very positive encouragement or impact on these youth.
最后是我们成年人。
So lastly is we adults.
成年人的家庭崇拜主要有三个形式。
So adult family worship takes three main forms.
第一个就是我们个人的灵修。
The first is personal spiritual nurture.
我们每一个人自己在家庭我们自己有自己的独处的时间。
So all of us in our own homes, we have our own personal time of worship.
我们自己的祷告。
Our own prayer.
我们自己的读经。
Our own time for reading the Bible.
读经也许可以一卷一卷这样子来读。
Perhaps reading the Bible, we can read book by book.
我们要立志来读完整本的圣经。
We must resolve to read the entire Bible.
那在家庭聚会的话，我们就是选特定比较容易讨论的一些。精简来讨论
So during our family worship, we will choose passages that is especially useful for discussions.
有的人也有这样的习惯就是每天都读一章箴言。
So some people have this practice where they like to read one chapter of Proverbs every day.
每个月在读到同样一章的时候，就不同的重点去做一个思想。
and every time where the passage is repeated, they would use a different theme or different focus of that chapter.
因为箴言里头有许多美好的教训.
Because in Proverbs there are many beautiful teachings.
这是我们个人, 所应当做的灵修.
And this is a kind of spiritual nurture that we ought to have personally.
另外我们父母要一起为孩子来祷告.
Next, we as parents ought to pray together for our children.
我们之前谈到很多幼小年龄的这样的一个带领.
So we mentioned about how we can guide our younger children.
我们父母, 要用适合我们孩子那个年龄的成长的方式来进行.
We ought to use suitable methods and suitable methods to guide our younger children.
但是带领过之后, 可能我们有好几个, 可能有一岁的, 也有五岁的.
But perhaps in our children, we may have one who is very young at 1 year old, another one at 5.
可能我们先去跟个别的, 这个一岁的, 做一个这样的, 他适合他的崇拜, 然后接下来再来跟五岁的做他适合的崇拜.
So perhaps we can start by having a worship that's suitable for the 1 year old, and after completing that, we can have another worship with our child who's 5 years old.
或是有的是已经在白天里头, 你已经做跟他做过这样的崇拜的工作.
Or perhaps during the daytime, you have already done this this worship with the children.
所以比较幼小年龄的话是比较个别性.
So for these younger ones, it will be more personal in nature.
那我们父母也常常一起来为孩子这样祷告.
And we as parents ought to also regularly have prayers for our children.
或是以孩子一起祷告.
Or to pray together with our children.
第三方面就是家庭的祭坛.
So the third area is our family altar.
就是我们真的是有固定的时间，固定的时段。 这样子来聚，固定的探讨的内容，这样子来聚会。
In other words, we will have a fixed time, a fixed topic, or a fixed procedure in our worship.
就像我上次我所见证的。
So just like what I've testified earlier.
像我岳父陈恒道长老，他们的家庭。
So just like my father-in-law in the family of Elder 陈恒道。
虽然女儿都已经在嫁出去，或者孩子都已经在外面，有自己的房子。
Although his daughters are already married and his sons are already staying outside.
但是他们固定每个礼拜四，大家都回来吃晚餐。
But every Thursday evening, all the children will gather together in his house for dinner.
并且按照进度，每次读一章，大家来分享。
And during in that process, they will also be studying one passage of the Bible, and they will have a sharing session.
如果我们自己的家庭可以的话。 可以一个礼拜更多的次。
If our family allows it, we ought to have a higher frequency in our service.
让我们的孩子很熟悉参与这样子的一个聚会。
To allow our children to be very familiar with this kind of worship.
即便是孩子可能在忙着自己写自己的功课。
Perhaps our children are busy with their own work.
我们做父母的夫妻也不要自己就跑去那边看电视。 然后，或是做一些比较没有意义的事情。
But let us not, because of this, start to do less meaningful things like watching the TV or do our own matters.
像我跟我的太太，差不多也都是有聚会的时间就去聚会。
So just like me and my wife, when there's a time for service, we will go for service.
即使没有聚会在家里。
Even when there's no service when we're at home.
孩子坐在旁边写功课。
When our children are sitting by the side doing their homework,
我们也会坐在这个旁边的小茶几上面。
We will also be sitting beside the tea table. Beside the tea table.
然后看一点圣经。
And then we will read the Bible.
甚至泡一些茶，帮小孩子在读功课的时候把它递过去给他们。
And we will also pour the tea, and we will also make some tea for our children who's just sitting next to us.
不会让他们说，我们都要写功课，你们就要可以看电视，这样子。
So we do not give them the impression that because they're doing homework, we enjoy ourselves by watching the TV.
让这样子感觉到，家人就是有很多的时间在一起。
So this will enable a time where the family, or rather enable the family to spend more time together.
在这边我想利用一点时间也来谈一下我当时所在的这种教会里面有一些蛮美好的一个做法。
So I also take a bit more time to discuss about all these good practices in church.
我刚才有谈到说对青年的关怀上面。
Just now I mentioned about showing concern to youth.
我觉得有一个很重要的。
I feel that there's one very important
point. 今天儿童教育，儿童的宗教教育，青年的宗教教育，也是我们整个教会中整个教导的一环，很重要的一环。
I feel that religious education of our children is a very important work in church.
我们传道长职负责人对他们的生活，他们的运作都要非常的了解，而且要一起来参与。
and whether it's the preachers, the ministers, the deacons, all will it's important that we place great emphasis and participation in their growth and in their activities in church.
这样子小孩子他来到教会里面，他才不会感觉到说。 我来就是要找这些同年龄的这些人而已。
So that we do not allow these children to think that when they come to church, they only come to mingle or to have activities with children of their age.
他碰到其他的人，好像跟他一点关系都没有。
And when they come across people of other age groups, they totally ignore them.
在我们那边，大概小孩子如果初级班、中级班，他们办活动的话。
So especially in our churches in Taiwan, when there are activities for the junior youth, for the intermediate youth, and for the youth.
基于我们这些负责人，或是有几个特定的弟兄姐妹，都一定会去全权参与。
Or the committee members of the church would participate in their activities.
甚至有一位亲弟兄，他是教会的这个负责人。
So, for example, there was one brother Chin who is the chairman of the church.
他已经没有那种生活的压力。
He no longer has this pressures of life.
所以他也没有什么特别的工作。
And so he doesn't need to work.
但是只要青年人有什么活动的话，都一定找他当领队、当司机。
So as long as there's a youth activity, the youth will look for him to be their driver or to be their person to participate in their work.
他经常就跟这个小孩子就打成一片。
And so he will very often group with this youth such that he's like a member of this youth.
那其他的几个大人也是。 一起进去到这样的一个工作里头。
But then there are also other adults who also participate in these activities of the youth.
所以在我们那边，我们这种青年人跟我们教会的那种长辈负责人，其实不会说有很明显的那种距离。
So from in our church there is no obvious gap between the youth and the more senior members or the church committee members.
当然我是在我所属的教会，其他教会可能也不一定是这样。
So of course I'm talking about the church that I pastor. Perhaps the other churches in Taiwan may not be the same.
从我这样的想法，我就知道，其实今天我们很多的大人，我们要关心到孩子里面的活动。
So therefore this leads me to think that we as adults ought to participate or be concerned over the activities of the youth.
和孩子一起玩在一块。
To be able to play together with our children,
让他们不会有那么生疏感,
in order not to allow them to have a sense of gap or a sense of unfamiliarity with us.
不会让他们感觉到说大人的、小孩子的完全是互不两立的。
And to prevent them from thinking that what is adult is adult, what is children, and both do not intersect or have no relationship.
那教会也提供适当的经会，适当的这个。 空间让孩子们他们能够有自己的他们举办这样活动的一个的能力。
And the church should also contribute sufficient space and finances to encourage this kind of activities.
鼓励这些初中生跟高中生他们每一学期都能够办一次福音茶会。
To enable this this youth and this or even the senior youth to organize this kind of activities or sessions.
有老师跟他们共同来策划。
And to have the teachers to organize these events together with them.
所以小孩子他们能够在这个当中，他们去发挥他们的创意，整个把整个活动整个设计的，适合他们年轻人的需要，但是也不是很离谱。
So that these children, while they are trying to express their sense of creativity to organize events that are very relevant to them, but at the same time they're kept in check in order not to do irrational or insensible things.
这个是让孩子们在这个期间里头有更多的参与，更多的认同。
And so this will allow children of this age group to have a greater sense of recognition by the older members at the same time to have a sense of participation.
所以我也诚恳地建议我们大家给这些年轻人更多的鼓励。
So I sincerely encourage us to have to give greater encouragement to our children.
借由我们的关怀来建立我们跟他们的关系。
And through our concern to improve the relationship with them.
让他们更容易被吸引。 被带领进入教会里面,
so that they are more easily attracted to participate in church.
所以我在这边最后的结论是谈到父母就像家庭中的祭司。
So here in conclusion, I mentioned here that parents are like priests.
把儿女献在真神的面前,
to present their children before God.
祈求神的祝福能够临到他们,
to pray for the blessings of God to come upon them.
我们也像一个先知,
we are also like prophets.
在儿女的面前代表真神,
to represent God before our children,
告诉他们神的公义跟慈爱,
to proclaim to them the righteousness and the love of God.
这是我们今天每个父母要学习的角色。
And this is a role that all of us as parents must learn.
我们就是家庭中的祭司，就是先知。
We are the priest and the prophets in our homes.
而我们也真的要为我们孩子这样家庭的宗教教育 付上一些努力。
And we must put in effort in the area of religious education at home.
为他们的灵魂来费财费力。
To put our effort and our resources into their faith, the growth of their faith.
我们先不必去担心他们能接受不能接受。
Let's not be overly be first concerned of in whether they will accept or not.
一定是要我们大人先充分的接受，充分的配合。
But rather, we as adults must first of all be fully accepting of this and be fully filled with this.
当我们大人在家里有祷告的声音。
So when we as parents have this sound of prayer.
当我们家大人在家庭里面有读经的习惯。
So when we as adults have a habit of reading the Bible.
当我们家在家庭里头常常在欣赏圣乐。
So when we as adults start to enjoy music.
我想我们的孩子一定也听到，也看到。
I'm sure our children would have seen and would have heard.
虽然也许他们没有马上加入，但是他们心里已经受了感动。
Perhaps they may not participate right away, but they would already be moved in their heart.
为什么我们的孩子会不认识真神，会对圣经有怀疑呢？
Why is it that our children do not believe in the true God and have doubts in the Bible?
因为他们没有从我们的身上看到我们所相信的真神，看到我们对圣经的信仰。
This is because they have not been able to see the faith in us, the conviction in us.
这就是我今天应该是说这一次来到这边最主要跟大家分享的一个主题。
So I believe this is the main theme of my trip here.
很抱歉，因为实际上过去也没有真正好好的来思想研究过这个问题。
So I apologize that I may not have put in a great deal of time and effort into pondering over this topic.
自己的家庭的经验可能也还是很有限。
And even my personal experiences may be very limited.
所以跟大家分享的有限。
So perhaps what I've shared of limited.
不过，求神亲自来带领我们。
But we pray to God to guide us personally.
让我们真的每一个父母都有智慧。
So that each and every one of us as parents will have this wisdom.
能够从现在开始，大家努力的来做好家庭宗教教育的工作。
To be able to persevere each and every one of us into achieving religious education at home.
但是也提醒我们教会教会里面的家庭的教会里面的宗教教育，我们也更要来迎头赶上。
And also at the same time to remind our church to improve ourselves in religious education in church.
为家庭的宗教教育提供更多的助力。
And also to give greater support and assistance.